And now, Charlotte, with all of your experience, your knowledge, and your expertise, what is the best advice that you can provide to anyone interested in pursuing an internship with us?
I think that the first and foremost piece of advice is go for it. Sometimes people can be intimidated by an application process, and certainly our application process can seem a little extensive to some people and can seem simple to others as well. One of the things to do is go through the application process and don't hesitate. Don't feel like you're not worth it or you don't have the necessary qualifications to join our organization. Our hiring manager, Robert, is very good with sifting through a variety of resumes and kind of creating a diverse group of people. So definitely highlight your unique abilities, what makes you different, what makes you stand out. And don't also hesitate to highlight those things that make you common as well. Like, a lot of people come from a political science background or international relations background. Talk about that. And essentially what I'm trying to say is just go for it. Go for the application. And if it's something that interests you, then you shouldn't hesitate to reach out to us either. Don't hesitate to message me, to message another intern, and be like, hey, I was looking into this internship and I want to know more details about what it's like to work here or what you're working on. I'm interested in this aspect. Will I be able to explore this aspect? Reaching out to people is always a good idea and always a great way to get your foot in the door as well.
I absolutely agree with you. I think that the best thing for anyone interested in writing and interested in doing interviews or, you know, being featured to do is to contact any of the program editors here. We're all very approachable. You know, I've been here for over a year, and I can say that every term, every 4 months, I see fresh talent. And I'm extremely impressed with the quality of work that the interns produced over the summer, and especially over this term, over the fall term. So as you guys all know, every 4 months we provide an internship to a new group of interns. And oftentimes what happens is some of the former interns were lucky enough to have them stay on. I'm an example, and a few of our current program editors will be staying on as well. So the best thing you can do is go on our website, go through all of the different programs that we have available. Read some of the articles, and if you're interested in perhaps becoming a program editor of Global Horizons or International Business and Economy or Women in Security, then don't hesitate to contact the current program editor of that program. And we're all very approachable. We're happy to answer any of your questions. Most of our information is available online. If you click on the bio, you'll be able to see contact information such as emails or connection to LinkedIn or Twitter. So just do it. Reach out and don't hesitate also to contact the NATO Association of Canada directly and ask to speak with our corporate development officer, Robert Baines. He's always more than happy to help. And I would encourage you all, those who are interested, to apply.
Absolutely.
I know that our deadline has passed for this session, for the winter session, but it doesn't hurt to
start looking now,
and then we'll have more upcoming sessions. Don't hesitate to email us. And again, you all know my email is surma.legal@gmail.com. And for all of our listeners tuning in today, what is the best way for our listeners to get a hold of you?
Definitely by email, I would say. I'm pretty good with keeping up with my email. But at the same time, because I'm constantly updating our social media, I do take notice of people who engage with us on social media. So if Facebook is your thing, if LinkedIn is your thing, don't hesitate to reach out to us through our social media, because chances are either I'm looking at it or Robert, our hiring manager and corporate development officer, is looking at it. So don't hesitate to reach out on LinkedIn especially, I would say, because it's our professional network, but also retweeting and tweeting at us. You can tweet questions at us and I will gladly answer you back. And you can do the same on Facebook as well. So social media and email. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Charlotte, I also want to touch on your academic background.
Right.
I want to mention that you successfully graduated from Western University with an honors specialization degree in international relations. So with your expertise, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to all of the young professionals and all of the youth listening to this podcast who are perhaps interested in completing a degree in international relations?
Right. I mean, I'm quite biased towards international relations just because I had such a wonderful experience at Western University. Western University is unique because they do offer particularly or specifically the international relations program, which is rarely offered in Canada. Usually it's a political science degree with an international focus. So this is really IRS at its finest. And it's also a small group setting. So IR at Western, you're going to be studying essentially with 20 other people. Usually the sizes of the class are 20 to 25 people that you're going to be studying with over the course of 3 years. And that small kind of size of community for me was an incredible way to learn and an incredible way to engage with the IR community in a more intimate setting. You're closer to your professors, and what's the beauty about IR is that you have the ability to study whatever you want pertaining to international relations. You don't have to study war. You don't have to just study security. You don't just have to study development. You can study a variety of different topic areas, and you can jump back and forth. Essentially, that's what I did. I jumped back and forth between all these topic areas, kind of trying to sift through what I liked and didn't like. And at the end of my degree, I found myself with just, a plethora of information and of courses in my back, kind of like in my briefcase, in my intellectual briefcase. So that's what I would say. I mean, IR is not for everyone, but it is for that person who has almost a healthy obsession with everything global affairs, with everything that's going on in the world. You don't have to be particularly focused on one topic area. If you're a jack of all trades like I am, and if your mind likes to wander, IR is definitely a good degree to pursue.
And in addition to successfully completing your degree at Western University, you were also active in the international scene. So you competed in various model United Nations competitions all across Europe. So with your experience traveling and competing in these competitions, what would you say were some of your most memorable moments?
I did model UN when I was actually in grade 12, right before I went to university, and that's when I was at NGC, which is a Canadian school based in Switzerland. Of course, it's a very unique school for that purpose. You get to travel the world, and they have very close ties with the Model UN community. And so I signed up for both of their Model UNs, which was in Leiden and which was in St. Petersburg, Russia. Two very different countries.
Wow.
One thing that I would say, I mean, it's a ton of fun. That's what people don't realize. It's, of course, it's a serious event, and you're there kind of to refine your negotiation skills. You're there to successfully achieve a particular goal, to represent your country, to represent your school in a positive way. But at the same time, you're surrounded with hundreds of other students of your age. And regardless if they're from Russia, if they're from Leiden, if they're from France, Belgium, if they're from all around the world, you're going to get along with them. And it's so fun and it's fascinating to interact with such a diverse group of people. And I think there's no other setting, in my opinion, for a young person to have so much international exposure in so little time than a Model UN conference. So I would definitely recommend people who are either entering high school or university, or even outside of university, to join a Model UN group. Every major university has a Model UN group. If not, you might want to be interested in starting your own and partaking in these conferences, because they're very instructive, but they're also a ton of fun.
I think it also provides you with an opportunity to network with various representatives and various students who have similar interests as you. So I think that's highly beneficial for anyone who's interested in pursuing international relations. You know, you started young. Obviously, you were very active in high school, and you successfully completed a degree specializing in international relations at Western University. But on top of that, you also have extensive experience volunteering in different parts of the world. You've been very active in various humanitarian efforts. You've committed yourself to doing humanitarian work in Kenya and in China. So with all of your experience, for anyone who perhaps is considering the possibility of becoming more active and becoming involved in various humanitarian efforts, what would you say to someone who's in high school or someone who's who wants to pursue international relations but wants to obtain more experience traveling to different parts of the world while taking part in various humanitarian efforts? What would you say to someone who is considering that option? What are some of the do's and some of the things that should be done and some of the main things that should be avoided when traveling?
I think that, first of all, it's so important to have some sort of volunteer experience as a high school student and as a university student. Especially if you're doing international relations, you want that volunteer experience to have a global nature or to be abroad. I did Kenya and China with MeetAWe, which is affiliated with Free the Children, one of the largest charitable organizations in Canada that deal with international initiatives. I mean, two of these experiences were actually very, very different in nature. Kenya was amazing because you're really, really integrated with the Kenyan community, and you get to speak to a variety of Kenyan leaders, of community members, and also of Canadian people who are based in Kenya and who are, facilitating a variety of international programs there on the ground and who are making a tangible difference. And honestly, Kenya's such a beautiful country, and for that, I really enjoyed it. And in comparison, China was a little different. It was less engagement with the community, and it was more kind of walking through these communities, looking at the different projects that are happening and having more of a societal focus, more of a big picture focus on what's happening in these like various Chinese communities. And it wasn't what I was expecting from China, actually. The rural communities in China can be very difficult places to live, especially for the youth, especially for children. And like I said, Kenya was a very positive experience, and China was a very saddening experience and a very challenging, emotionally challenging experience. So that's something that you have to take in mind. It's not all butterflies and flowers when you go and volunteer. It can be very straining, and it can be difficult, and it can be uncomfortable. But you know what? That's the most valuable experience you can get, going through that struggle and giving up your time, giving up maybe some of your money, and your physical and emotional capabilities to help another community. So I would say definitely look into different countries, look into different programs, look at different experiences or blogs or recaps of those experiences and see where you would fit better. A lot of schools will do it as a school group. I did it as a school group, and I obviously enjoyed it because I was with people I knew. But at the same time, I would recommend doing a volunteer experience, maybe with two or three people or alone, because it's a very enriching experience for yourself on a personal basis. And sometimes getting that independent experience can go a long way as a student who is looking into joining a university or is looking into, you know, studying abroad or studying international relations. Having that ability to do such straining work alone can also be very gratifying. So those are things to keep in mind.
That's very valuable advice. And again, reaching out to people who have done it and communicating with those such as yourself to obtain more information is definitely beneficial. So any of you guys tuning in, if you're interested in obtaining more information, please do contact Charlotte via social media. Charlotte, I want to finish this off by thanking you for all of your hard work, all of your commitment, and all of your dedication. You know, it's been a complete pleasure working with you over these past few months, and I certainly hope to have the opportunity to work with you on more upcoming projects here at the NATO Association of Canada. But if it's not here, then outside of the association,
yeah.
Because there are so many.
No getting rid of me.
So
now.
I'm not getting rid of you. You're not going anywhere. But definitely, it's been, again, a complete pleasure, and I know that our paths will certainly cross in the future.
For sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Magdalena. Thank you so much.